We're obviously here to celebrate Glenmorangie whisky this evening. Not just that, but also its very long historical association with the Savoy Hotel. Now, I know that about 99.9% of you here will probably be fairly familiar with the style of Glenmorangie whisky. And I'm quite interested that today, with some of the interviews that Rachel and I did, a lot of the questions were around about trying to define, well, what actually is the house style of Glenmorangie. And you know, Paul mentions that the word finalta is a Scottish Gaelic word for elegance. And I could see some of you raising your eyebrows at the fact that in Scotland we actually have a word for elegance. If I was to try and sum up Glenmorangie's character in one word, it probably would be either finesse or elegance. And it's no secret to a lot of you that it was my first taste of Glenmorangie way back in March 1984. I think it was the 17th, I can't remember exactly. But it was my first taste of Glenmorangie, 10-year-old, that basically started to get me interested in consuming malt whisky. So it's quite nice that things have gone full circle, and myself and Rachel and the team now have the absolute honour of being responsible for maintaining the character and quality of Glenmorangie. So, you know, we've developed a reputation over the years of being quite an innovative company. Rachel and I are both scientists, so we are not prepared just to sit still and let things happen. We do like poking around, and I'm not trying to be rude here. We like trying to see what we can do, what new products we can make, what new taste sensations we can bring to our loyal consumer. And that's kind of what spurred us on to introduce what we're calling the Glenmorangie Private Edition. And you all know some of the things that the company has done. It's been very pioneering for many, many years. We were the first company to introduce what was known as the wood finishes. We call that the extra matured range now. We did things like Glenmorangie Signet by introducing the high roast chocolate malt to give a slightly different range of taste sensations. We have tried to use all sorts of different types of casks to bring different characters to life. And so the Private Edition is our way of trying to formalise that and to let people know that as well as enjoying the Glenmorangie core range, there's going to be something new and hopefully exciting coming out each year. Now, the very first one in the collection, Sonalta, was launched to great acclaim last year. The bad news is that there's not an awful lot of Sonalta left. So our advice to you would be is, if you see it, buy it while you still can. The good news, of course, is that we're here to celebrate the launch of Private Edition 2, or what we codename the Son of Sonalta. Now, this phrase, Son of Sonalta, maybe gives you a bit of a clue as to the characteristics of it. I was asked three times today also about, did I think Glenmorangie had a feminine side to it or a masculine side? You know, it's very difficult to be totally objective about that. I know the stock answer we give is that it can appeal to anyone, anywhere, at any time. But, you know, Son of Sonalta is a slightly different proposition. So Private Edition 2 is what I promise you you're going to taste in 12 minutes and 34 seconds. Now, Paul also mentioned this association with the Savoy Hotel, and this was something that I was very intrigued to learn about. And, you know, I've been fortunate in that I've tasted one or two very old bottlings of Glenmorangie. And I say very old, I don't mean 40-year-old, 50-year-old whisky. I mean old bottlings of Glenmorangie, 10-year-old. And when I tasted them, I thought the character was slightly different from the Glenmorangie original we all know and love today. And I was intrigued by this teething smokiness in there. And it was also something I remember reading in the first ever whisky book I read by the late Michael Jackson, and he described Glenmorangie as having a subtle smokiness to it. So that got me thinking about how Glenmorangie might have tasted 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 or so years ago.